Morata, brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's caught it, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another exciting, exciting installment of the
VRZ
show with your hosts, who does the most, even he's making toast, the one, the only DJ Stones. With me here
is the young player of the season, the top assister of the show, the man of the match, man of the show, show of the man, match of the man.
Match of the man.
DJ Sticks.
DJ Sticks. And yeah, you are listening to the VCRC show, apparently. I don't know what show you're listening to anymore. But we have so much in store for you. You know, Champions League is back.
The champions are back.
Ronaldo is back.
Yeah.
And the UEFA Champions League is back.
Okay.
When I said the champion is back in the beginning, I mean Jesse Lingard. The actual GOAT.
Yeah, the
you know, he has more assists than Arsenal this season.
Oh, he does.
Actually, there's the same amount of assists than Arsenal this season.
Same goals.
And same goal tally. But if you don't understand what we mean, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. But before we do, enjoy the tunes.
Ooh.
When it's blood in the streets, and you remain quiet, don't you come with a speech. When it pop, man down. Done by police, hood cries. You ain't know it, don't say nothing to me. When it pop, the hood been crying out. But no one ever hears, yeah. Until they turn it upside down. Now everyone appears.
I bring up Trayvon, you say he was a thug. I bring up John Crawford, you say he had a gun. I bring up Eric Garner, you say he was overrated. And you say that Michael Brown should have never tried to run. Do you really not realize that it's a pattern of you not having compassion? When these tragedies happen, isn't it odd? Usually you sympathize with the victim, but this time you just continue to side with the killer. Could it be a button to the lock? Yeah, we love the genocide. Yo, the hood got a record that none of us can deny. Some are killers and others pick it up just to survive. You think you would be as holy if you grew up on this side? No excuses, nah. But you gon' have to tweak your perspective. It's easy being sheep with them sheep are protected. Get around them wolves and them teeth start projecting. Second did you sleep, you can leave unexpected. Check it.
When it's blood in the streets and you remain quiet, don't you come with a speech. When it pop, man down. Done by police, hood cries. You ain't know it, don't say nothing. The hood been crying out, but no one ever hears, yeah, until they turn it upside down, now everyone appears, yeah.
You're looking mad negligent on top of your theology. Your blind spot's evident. Hear me quoting Jakes and you yell out of your heretic. But when the hood cries, John MacArthur ain't addressing it. You don't like Sharpton? Who you gonna replace him with? If you don't ever pick up when they call you, save it, yeah. Want me to be quiet? You gon' have to make me then. Cause every time I tell the hood something, you okay with it. Isaiah 1:17 in your Bible. Most of them people won't look anything like you. Fatherless, oppressed, and the widow, I remind you. Take a look around you. Who does that apply to? Why would the Lord tell you to plead their case? Unless he expected you to ignore the things they say. Like, man, the system mistreat us, and the police beat us, but you'll never believe us. Why would I trust your Jesus? Don't you say you love me, show me, homie.
Blood in the streets, and you remain quiet. Don't you come with a speech. When it pop, man down. Done by police, hood cries. You ain't know it, don't say nothing to me. The hood been crying out, but no one ever hears, yeah, until they turn it upside down, now everyone appears,
A year ago, it's Blake Griffin called Donald Sterling a racist. You will look at the team and say he exaggerated. Tell him to quit complaining, like, how is he racist? Look at the money you're making. Why are we delusional till we take it? 12% of America, 40% of prison. One in every three of us are paid a prison to visit. Doing 60% more time for the same offenses. You reply, that's BS, I don't believe in statistics. I just want you to listen. You think I'm saying you did it? No. I don't see your compassion, I just see you get defensive. It's a problem. Yeah. You thinking that I'm trying to say it's you. You really, I just want for you to have a problem with it too. Picture us growing up in the crib together as brothers. Parents treating us different. You say I'm tripping, it's nothing. But when you sleep, he touch me where he ain't supposed to be touching. But when I tell you he does it, you look at me like I'm funny. I'm telling you he mistreat me. When you ain't looking, he beat me. And you keep saying we brothers, but you don't never believe me. So when you see the division, it ain't all on pop. It ain't about what he did to me, it's about your response. We just want for you to cry with us. And quit telling us we ain't justified in our feelings. So when you reply, this is not the 50s, biz. All I hear is you replying the same way people back in the 50s did. This ain't the 20s, biz.
Blood in the streets, and you remain quiet, don't you come with a speech. When it pop, man down, done by police. Hood cries, you ain't know it, don't say nothing to me. When it pop, the hood been crying out. But no one ever hears, yeah. Until they turn it upside down. Now everyone is pissed, yeah.
To my white brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm doing this for a couple reasons. One, I just want to give you a little more perspective on where it is we come from and why it is we feel how we feel sometimes. And we can't keep sweeping these race issues under the rug, because the only time we seem to have these hard conversations is when tragedy happens and everybody's high in their emotions. And yes, we are all one in Christ. But once we step out them church doors, the world's gonna respond to us differently. And how we respond to one another's pain is gonna affect our relationship. It's not anger, it's hurt. And reason number two is this. I never walk on eggshells when I'm talking to the black community. I'm always raw. I'm always saying, stop that killing, stop selling drugs in our community. Stop acting this way. And no one ever has a problem with it. Nor do I ever feel like I'm putting my career on the line, or that I'm gonna lose all of my black followers. But the truth is, I feel that way right now. I feel that way every time I bring up racial injustice. Like I'm gonna stop getting booked for churches. Like my career's on the line. And I shouldn't have to feel that way. If we're one in Christ. I shouldn't have to feel like I need to get a white person to say this for me, because they're not gonna hear me. I shouldn't feel that way. And I do. And a lot of people do. And there's some things that you probably feel that I don't know because we don't talk. So feel free to use me to put the conversations on the table. All in love, not to be divisive, but to get past some things so the next time tragedy happens, we can be on one accord. And I said it before, I'll say it again. I'm a Christian before I'm black, but I'm gonna continue to speak against injustice the way I always have. And whether it's a black person or a white person on the other side of that, so be it.
That are you entering the show? So I give you this wonderful honor of bringing back the listener to the show after some such banging music, and that's how you choose to do it.
You know, I had to do something great.
Okay, cool. I accept.
You know
that.
What I mean?
That is accepted.
So yeah, nothing.
No, it's accepted.
Than
you know.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as you didn't do like you know a messy or messy situation, you know.
And
like,
messy doesn't have a.
No, I never said messy. I said a messy situation, like you know, you ruin the sea or.
Okay.
You take out your T-shirt and just start pointing it to the crowd. See what I did there?
I see.
Thank you.
I see.
Yeah, so we've had a wonderful time in football. You know,
man.
The league is back.
The league is back.
You know, international break came to a nice end.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some interesting matchups this weekend.
Oh,
Crystal Palace versus Tottenham. Let us start there. Eduardo.
Wilfred Zaha.
But mostly Eduardo.
Okay, yeah. Mostly Eduardo, yeah. He was too much.
You know, I feel like Zaha, unpopular opinion, Zaha is overrated.
What?
Zaha is overrated.
No, he's not.
Zaha is overrated.
Zaha is Crystal Palace.
Zaha, put him in City, who would you bench?
Jack Grealish. Because they do the same thing.
You'd bench Jack freaking Grealish.
Yeah.
For Wilfred Zaha.
Wilfred.
You know, I feel like y'all guys are judging. Like, you know, have you heard me judge Sancho?
No.
Sancho currently is doing bad.
No, he's not.
He is. No, he is. Relative to what he did in Dortmund, he's not having the...
Okay, yeah, but...
But I understand.
He just came, though. He just came in.
It's the same with Jack freaking Grealish.
Did he play that type of football last season? Listen, I have no issue with Jack Grealish. I'm just saying Zaha plays where Jack plays.
Yeah, so you're saying you'd be willing to bench Jack Grealish for Wilfred Zaha?
If Zaha were to come to City.
But
to be fair, I haven't seen enough of Jack Grealish yet.
Okay. That explains. You never saw him at Aston Villa. There's a reason why.
I still have to go watch.
There's a reason why he's 100 million.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
And I will find out today.
You will find out today.
And I will testify next week.
But okay, let's put it like this. Wilfred Zaha... Okay, now Barcelona is such a bad example.
Yeah, Barcelona is bad. Bayern Munich.
Who would you replace? In fact, Wilfred Zaha, Man United, who would you replace? A fully fit Manchester United. So front three of Rashford, proper central, is now gelled in well into the squad, and Ronaldo in the front. Who would you take out?
On form, Rashford.
You take out an on-form
Rashford. No. I'm asking like on-form Rashford.
Of course, like he was off-form.
The one we know.
The one we know, the one we love.
Okay, then I wouldn't take out anyone.
See?
But if you're losing, then I'm going to take out Rashford.
No ways.
Yeah.
I'd rather not. I'd rather keep him on.
Zaha draws fouls, man.
Rashford does the same.
He doesn't.
He does. He draws fouls.
Mm-mm.
He dribbles through, and in fact, he dribbles through. That's why it doesn't cause the foul.
Exactly.
Because he's in your box already.
Exactly. But there's no foul.
Scoring.
No, he misses.
And so, would you rather put in Greenwood or Zaha?
Ooh, Mason Greenwood.
Exactly.
Mason. Right now.
Exactly.
But on form, Zaha.
Would you rather put Jesse Lingard or Zaha?
No, Jesse Lingard.
Exactly.
that's not a good example.
That exactly. Now, for me, Zaha is a good player. Don't get me wrong.
No, he is.
He's a brilliant player. But I think he's overrated. I think people... Maybe it's just me.
Mm.
But I feel like people sometimes just make him sound like he's... You know, like the only thing that's holding him down is Crystal Palace, you know? And I feel like if he goes to another team, it wouldn't be... Maybe he could go to a West Ham. That's gunning for European's position.
Or
that would be a step
a Leicester.
Up. Mm. I don't see a Leicester as well.
He's replacing someone in Leicester, definitely.
If someone in Leicester gets bought, you know, I don't know.
What do you mean?
Yeah, if someone...
Full squad Leicester, Zaha replacing someone.
If Zaha, I don't see that. That's the thing, you know.
What?
The current Leicester City squad is quite good. Like, I'm looking at their lineup that played against, City.
No, man.
Okay, maybe, you know. But Harvey Barnes is quite good.
Okay.
You know? I haven't seen enough of their number 11 to make the decision, but he doesn't play that side. He's not on the other wing.
But Zaha is good, though.
Zaha is good, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. And maybe he would make it into a Leicester City. Maybe. Maybe an Everton. And Arsenal would do good with Wilfried Zaha, actually, this season.
Yeah, they need
They'll do very good. Because then they can let Aubameyang go up front. You can have Pepe on one side, Zaha on the other side, and you actually are fast on. You're very fast on
these
the counter.
These are the players that must leave the clubs so we can see.
Yeah, Wolves can do well with Zaha. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Zaha and Traore. Oof.
Oh, that'd be a deadly on the counter. Oof. So, can Crystal Palace beat Tottenham 3-0?
A thrashing
after Tanganga got a red card, unnecessary red card. And the reason why is maybe that yellow card.
He was fighting for the red.
You know that yellow card, the second yellow card he got. I understood he tried to even pull back. You know, you see him try to clutch his body in, doesn't pull back in time, makes the late tackle. That yellow card, fine. The first yellow card was unnecessary on his half.
Yeah,
it was very unnecessary. You know, I understand the whole situation that happened. Player got dropped on the top. You know, he's not responding. The team is still, you're still running. You know, players are telling you to stop the, you know, bad sportsmanship on Crystal Palace side. It is bad sportsmanship. But at the end of the day, goals is what wins you games. So that's what they're wanting to get. Not how good of a sportsman are you.
Yeah.
Which is bad. I don't like that type of thinking, you know. I remember I saw a video of what happened with, there was a team playing against Leeds. Mm. And then their player was down, got injured, and Leeds scored. And Bielsa made the other team literally go score a free goal.
For real?
Yeah.
When was that?
I don't remember. I actually need to find the clip again. And for me, that is. And also the Roma game last season or the season before with United, whereby we were literally having the utmost respect for each other. Player went down. I remember Fred tried to run with the ball, and then you had Bruno Fernandes shouting, "Take that ball out! Take that ball out!"
Hey, Fred.
You know? And things like that, you know, that's probably obviously good football. But at the end of the day, I guess Crystal Palace wanted the win more. But now him throwing hands was not a good way of doing it.
Yeah.
He should have done at least one of those ones where you push the player, you know, like that slight push,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it's just tough. A warning.
Yeah.
You know, he was, because what that could have easily been a red card right then and then.
Straight.
And also Wilfried Zaha. His response to that whole thing was also quite that was quite red card offense.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because they both got physical towards each other. They started
Zaha nearly punched him.
You know, they started pushing on from the neck. They started pushing on from the neck side. That's physical contact. That is physical, harmful,
and
intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Those are three things that you get on a red card. Was it intended? You know, if what could be a yellow card offense was intended to, like, you know, you had the intention of hitting this person.
Go.
You had no intention of going for the ball. The ball was gone.
Mm.
Those are things that qualify for red. Yeah. You know? And both of them at that point could have gotten a red card, but mostly Tanganga. You know, Wilfried Zaha gets a red card. Yes. At that point, Crystal Palace will be in a problem.
Yeah.
But as we saw, Tanganga getting the red card was a bit worse because now already they don't have that defender who got injured early on. I forgot his name. But you also now have Tanganga getting a red card. So they have to bring in Davis in. Man. But at that point, it's a bit of a problem, you know. Eric Dier got injured early on in the game.
Flip.
You know. And I guess that's how the cookie crumbles, you know. You now cost your team. And but we cannot take away from the beautiful play that came from Edward. I'm gonna keep calling him Edward.
Edward,
you know, it was very, very good, very classy. He's a natural striker. You could see it there,
Brace on his debut. Insane.
And it was quite crazy, you know, seeing him play, because every time I think I brought this up even when we when we spoke, you know, when we spoke about him moving, I'm like, it's weird because all the time, like, I play FIFA or I play like Football Manager, he ends up in City and he does wonders for them, you know?
Mm.
And now it's crazy to see that he's now in Crystal Palace.
And he's doing wonders.
Well, it's his first game. I don't want to get too
excited for him,
you know? It could be another Timo Pukki. I remember that season, how happy I was, you know?
Man.
Like, Pukki, everything, and then he disappointed.
FPL, man.
You know? Another big highlight was the Man City versus Leicester City game. Not really, not a lot to talk about.
Big highlight.
Good game. Finally, you know, City gets the one over Leicester City after that defeat in the Community Shield. Bernardo Silva getting a goal in the 62nd minute.
Yeah.
The reason I also brought this up, I was on Twitter and I looked at City's Player of the Month. Guess who it was?
Who?
Gabriel Jesus.
Whoa!
So I think them moving him to that position there was actually quite a good decision, you know.
Nice.
He's been performing quite well, actually making it into the starting lineup. It's actually quite good to see, you know. It's quite good to see. There's not a lot you can say, you know. It was a 1-0 game.
It was fine.
Then we had the game of games. Liverpool versus Leicester City. Didn't see that coming. Didn't see that coming. A 3-0 beating given from Liverpool to Leeds United with a red card at the 60th minute, a goal from Salah in the 20th, a goal from Fabinho in the 50th, Whoa. And a goal from Sadio Mane in the 90th minute.
Clean.
Match was pretty one-sided with Liverpool getting 30 shots and only 9 of those on target, having 56 position, making 524 passes.
Damn!
This is a good Liverpool. That was a good Liverpool game. And again, I might be speaking too early, but I still don't think this Liverpool side is dangerous enough to...
I don't feel it.
To challenge
for
the league. I think this could... I'm not going to be arrogant and say they're going to, you know, get third or fourth. But I think they're going to get third or second. I don't see them winning.
Second? No way.
Yeah, I think, look, they are still a dangerous side.
If they do well, third.
They are still a dangerous side, you know? And I'll get to why I'm saying second in a few. Mm. Right? And yeah. But then another big game was obviously Man United versus Newcastle. You know?
Wasn't
this
big.
This is going to be a good transition, you know?
Okay.
And I see why. It was really good because it was Ronaldo's debut in 2 goals.
Rebirth. Yeah, he did it.
Second debut, as they call it. You know, it was very good because Newcastle were freaking playing 5 at the back. So their formation was 5-4-1.
Let's go.
With their defense, like, you know, in the box, their midfield in the box as well.
Damn.
It was crazy.
Damn.
And we scored 4 goals out of that. It was quite cool. And to add that on, again, Fred is a good player, but I just don't think he can cope with United. You know? I will get to that probably into another show. But they didn't play Pogba, right? Bruno got a goal. Ronaldo got 2 goals. They brought in Jesse Lingard, who got a goal.
Yeah.
I was actually excited. And they brought in Van der Beek.
Mm-hmm.
You
84th
know,
minute.
My only complaint with that match is the fact that they kept Matic on for too long. They were supposed to be playing attacking. This team is playing full-on defense. We don't need this extra defense. Sometimes when we were going on the transition and the ball was with Matic, it was slow. And a lot of players were able to recuperate by the time we actually got into the final end.
Mm.
But overall, it was a good game.
Yeah, it scored 4.
It actually showed the potential in the danger United can bring.
Mm.
The team was refreshed. It was like a whole new squad.
Yeah, the football being played was
very different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now the reason why I was like, this is a good transition, when I talked about the main topic, you know, UEFA Champions League is back.
Yeah.
And with that, was one of the worst games I've ever seen.
Worst
games I've ever seen.
Okay.
Man United versus Young Boys. How much time do I have left? You know, I just need to... I'm about to run a whole ranting session.
Okay. Take it all out.
So, first, the red card. Look, with the red card, so the end result was 2-1 to Young Boys winning.
Mm-hmm.
And the first point was the red card for Mombasaki towards the end.
Yeah.
I don't think it was harsh. I think it was fair.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the knee a bit over. And the UEFA did state that they'll be a bit more strict with that law this year.
And they were. Yeah.
However, Mbasaki didn't fight.
Mm-hmm.
He went off.
He was concerned about the player.
He was more concerned.
Which was cool.
That was very, very cool.
He waited.
He saw the player go up. Mm-hmm. Do I think the player over exaggerated it? I do think he did a bit.
He did.
But again, it's football. That's what this guy
is. I thought his ankle was like broken.
Yeah, at that
point. First. And then guy stands up.
And because he played very well the rest of the game, you know? Mm-hmm. And can we blame the red card to the defeat? No. Mm. I don't think it was the red card at all. Mm. In fact, I think we could have still won like 3 goals with that red card. I fully blame Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and the coaching staff at that. The decisions they made in that second half made zero sense. And you think, okay, maybe it's just like I'm saying that because I didn't understand the tactic. The players started playing as if there was no tactic. Pogba went from first half looking like a star to second half barely making proper passes.
Yeah.
There was barely players to receive passes.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem we had was once we got the red card, you know, going into second half, we started playing as if we're trying to defend this one goal. And I understand, I would have understood that, right? If we were playing against a Chelsea or Man City or Barcelona or PSG, you know, it's very hard to keep that one goal. And we could play them on the counter. But now we're playing against a team that knows that they're going to lose to United.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already coming into that match pretty defensively.
Yeah.
You know, number one. Number two, you take out the best midfielder we had in that half, the person who could actually carry the ball from our end to the other end. You know, so they take off Van der Beek, who was actually playing well first half.
Yeah.
You know, and then leave Fred. So they take out Van der Beek to bring in Rafael Varane. We start playing five at the back.
Yeah.
That was the first big mistake. I don't understand why we did that.
You gave the team the ball.
You know, the what we did in the first half made sense. Took off Sancho, put in the lot, you know? And now you could have Van der Beek playing or Fred playing with the lot, you know, covering up the lot. So when the lot goes forward, they can then cover up that little side there, you know? And then you have two, so you take out Lindelof, you put in Varane, you still have two solid center backs there.
Boom. You know,
makes sense. Makes perfect sense. But nope, he takes out Van der Beek. Puts in Rafael Varane. Fred goes missing that most of the game.
Yeah.
Missing. I actually forgot he was there.
MIA.
I'm not even over-exaggerating this. I actually forgot he was in the game at one point. I was like, wait, what? Why are we playing like this? Why are we just doing long balls? And that's because we couldn't run it through the center. Every time we tried, we failed. So there was a point where Ronaldo had to come all the way back.
Yeah.
To try and collect the ball.
You are shouting, Freddy.
Yes. And that was the issue here. You know, Pogba had to come in very deep to collect the ball. Whereby that's supposed to be Fred's job.
Pogba was too deep.
You know? And now when these things happen, and I remember I was watching with a friend and I was showing him. When we move into transition now, we're now it's like 2 against 4. Of course we're not going to be able to do anything with the ball.
Mm.
You know? And that was the issue there. Then, to make matters worse, we then take out Ronaldo and Bruno.
70th minute.
To bring in Lingard. And I forgot who was the other player we brought in. Who else did we bring in? It was...
For Ronaldo, you brought in Lingard. And then for Fernandes, you brought in Matic.
We brought in Matic.
Yeah.
Yes. And now, again, I'm like, why are we taking out creativity from the game? You know?
It's gone.
What is the plan here?
Mm.
It's 1-1. Why are we trying to salvage a point?
Why are we settling?
We have no attack now. They're going to score. This team is getting confident. We're playing in our half for a whole half. For the whole half, we're basically playing in United's half.
Mm.
These boys are getting confident. They're going to score or we're going to do a mistake. We can't play that defensive. To top it all off, we had no plan.
There was no plan going forward.
There was no plan.
No plan.
The whole thing we're just trying to do was make sure that they don't score. But there was no plan once we have the ball. Eventually, they then take off Fred. Then to bring in Martial.
Yeah.
But by then, it's too late.
That was like 88.
Yeah, by then, it's too late. Now, you have Martial, who is now, but who can probably do something with, like, if you give him a good ball. Right? But who's there to give him that ball? Yes, Jesse Lingard is a better creative. We saw that in West Ham. But what is those two players? What do you expect those two players to do against 4 or 5 defenders?
Yeah.
And then Jesse Lingard assists. Boom, there's a goal. 2-1 to Young Boys.
Game over.
And people will blame Jesse Lingard and say, why would you take off Ronaldo for Lingard? And yeah, why would you take off Ronaldo for Lingard? Why didn't you take out Fred for Lingard?
Mm. And have both of them. Both Ronaldo and Fred,
you know,
and Lingard.
But I don't blame him for the red card. I mean, I don't blame him for the own goal. We had no plan.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet saying, no plans, just vibes. And that's basically what we were doing. We had no plan. There was no runs trying to be made. There was no play that was trying to be made. It was looking like we're just trying to ensure that the ball is not in our box. We were having bad clears. He started having more and more position in our box, more and more people in our box.
These guys were taking long shots, man. Confidence. You know? And corners, left, right, and center.
And we're giving out corners. And that was bad. And I believe Solskjaer should look at himself there and say, Flip, we made bad decisions. Now, am I going to cancel him out? No.
Never.
The only thing I'm fully against him is how the treatment of Van de Beek. Let him go. If you're not going to play him, let him go. If you're going to play him for only 45 minutes and rather keep Fred, then let him go. It's either you play him like you want to play Fred, because he shows time and time again that he's better than Fred.
Mm. Yeah.
And that for me is a problem. For me, that is a huge, huge problem, and that needs to change. And look, I'm not even speaking about this as a United fan. Yes, that's probably the passion is because I'm a United fan. But like in management, in football in general, that day is not acceptable.
Mm.
That type of loss is not acceptable.
Yeah, I actually don't understand why you guys play defensively. I have no clue. Because even if you lose Wan-Bissaka, man, come on. You guys are a big club. You can play.
Yeah.
You can still play.
The just bring in Dalot, we could have worked around it.
Mm.
But the problem was there was no plan and it was visible in the game.
Yeah.
Hence why we lost.
And you saw how this team started building confidence. Because before the red card, they were playing defensively.
Yeah.
You guys get the ball, Ronaldo. Pff,
in fact, even like towards the end of the half, after the red card, they didn't change how they played.
Yeah.
It's when we decided to play defensively and they saw they could now add more numbers into the front.
And they had the ball.
They did that now.
And they had the ball.
But it was not only bad news for United fans. Barcelona lost 3-0 against
Bayern
Munich.
What do you mean?
You know, 5 shots, 0 on target against Bayern Munich, 17 shots, 7 on target. It was crazy.
Depressing game.
Depressing.
Depressing game.
Playing 3 at the back against Bayern Munich, you know?
Let's go. Let's go.
3-1, 4-2 against Bayern Munich.
Let's
like you
go.
Should.
Bravery.
You know, I saw a tweet saying, it showed like Pedri, like, you know, I think it was Pedri, like laying in the bench. Like looking like he was like, you know, finished, right? And he's saying, realizing, no, it wasn't Pedro, I forgot which player it was, right? But he was like realizing that we are the Arsenal of the UEFA Champions League.
I don't know. Yesterday's game, I will not lie, it was depressing because you could just feel like the stadium was half empty. You could just feel the absence of Messi in that game.
You know, I feel like I've said this before, that's supposed to be a blessing. Messi leaving is supposed to be a blessing.
Yeah, but obviously that...
Because it forces you all now to play.
It is a blessing. It is a blessing.
Mm.
But we're always gonna feel. You know, at the back of our heads, we're always going to know that, damn it.
I feel like it shouldn't be the case. I feel like people should be thriving to fill up that hole.
No.
But again, that was also a bit of management, you know. Again, you're playing Bayern Munich. Why are you playing a back three? I understand you have your wing backs, you know.
Yeah.
But you play. It still makes no sense.
You know, the thing is, that coach is trying to build a Dutch squad.
Yeah. You have people who are bred in tiki taka. You're going to, if you don't know the style, I guess probably he doesn't know. You know how, but he should know it. He's from Barcelona.
But the thing is, even the wing backs, they can't cover in time.
Yeah.
These guys have Sane. These guys have Coleman, Gnabry, quick players, bro.
Yep.
Thingy, Davis.
Davis was running
yesterday. Quick players. There's no way.
Davis was flipping running yesterday.
And that game was a disgrace. But then.
I don't know what I'm saying yesterday. Freaking hell. Tuesday.
Yeah. But then there's hope because our stars are still injured. You know, you have your Dembele, you have your Fati, who's still not in. You have your
Coutinho
out of form, you know. So hopefully something happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, Barca will, they will come back.
Free my man Ricky Puk.
When Messi returns.
When Messi returns.
Yeah.
Free my man Ricky Puk.
When Messi does his re-debut. And scores four goals.
After this, he's going to America.
Double Ronaldo's goals.
He's going to America after this.
No, he can't. Can't.
But that has been it for the show. I hope you guys are... I hope you guys are ready. I hope you guys enjoy.
Yes, must be ready.
And, you know, there's so much more. A lot of football is about to happen. You know, a lot of football is going on. It's exciting.
There was a lot of games that happened during the week as well that we didn't mention.
We didn't mention all of them.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll speak about probably a lot of them next week.
Mm.
But from us to you, enjoy. Signing out.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Join the Active FM show? Well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Your heavenly sanctuary.